Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Thank goodness we got Monday over with. Doesn't it feel good? Yes, it does. It's the 24th of November, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it kind of sucks I'm telling you about this today, but hey, we didn't hear about it till late yesterday. You a MasterCard holder and take public transit in London? Well, guess what? As of yesterday, you could have done that free with Apple Pay. In an effort to increase the adoption of contactless payments, MasterCard has decided to launch a limited free fare Mondays in cooperation with Apple Pay. That's right, only Mondays. Hey, they'd lose money if they did it all week long. Londoners can take advantage of this between November 23rd, yes, yesterday, and all the way up to December 14th of this year. Mind you, though, it's not going to be completely unlimited. Only up to £27.90 will be covered for your daily fare on a Monday. All will be refunded by MasterCard. This lovely little promotion will be valid for the tube, the buses, the tram, the DLR, the London Overground, and most national railway services in London. Oh, Yahoo! Yep, they're still alive, just in case you were wondering. However, though, this ain't gonna make most users happy at all. Seems that Yahoo is trying out a little tool that will let customers' emails not be seen if they're using an ad blocker. Yes, that's right. So if you don't want to see all those ads, I guess you're not gonna see your email either with Yahoo. At the present time, Yahoo's not really sure how far they're gonna take this policy, as they've already had a lot of backlash from their users. Imagine that! Now, currently, right now, this test is only rolling out in the U.S., and according to a Yahoo spokesperson, they are continuing to develop and test their new product experiences. And they're only testing this on a small number of Yahoo Mail users in the U.S. Actually, it's not very small. I've yet to find a person who uses an ad blocker that's not being affected by it in the U.S. There's a little trick, however, though, to get around it. Those that are affected can reroute their emails via the IMAP or POP3 to another client. Aha, so with that little trick, it means in the end, yes, Yahoo will still fail. That's why we don't talk about Yahoo that much on this program. Why? Because every time I mention it, I just shake my head. RDO, RDO is a bye-bye-o. Yes, as of today, RDO will be canceling subscriptions. Yes, I'm sure unless you've been completely underground for the last few days, RDO is shutting its doors. Why? Well, because it was sold to Pandora for $75 million. And because of that, well, as of today, RDO will stop accepting new subscriptions and begin canceling those new accounts as well. Now, if you are one of those users out there that paid in advance, well, don't worry, you're still going to have your account for a little bit longer. However, the full service will be winding down in the coming weeks. Probably sometime in 2016 is when it will officially die. And then after that, most accounts should be converted over to Pandora. Although those details are still a little sketchy how that's going to take place. The most amazing thing about this story? Pandora paid $75 million for RDO. And finally, well, a while ago, I was shaking my head at Yahoo, and now I'm going to shake my head at Google for this one. Why? Well, because Google actually built a Star Trek communicator, yes, the wearable ones, and then they shelved the idea. Yes, it was a Bluetooth-enabled wearable Star Trek-like communicator. No, it didn't look like Star Trek. They'd been sued for that, but it actually worked like the thing. The small device was actually designed to be attached to your lapel and was equipped with a mic and speaker. And yes, you tapped on it to answer a call and then have your conversation, just like in Star Trek. When asked, is the product ever going to be revived? Well, it seems that no, it probably won't be. This coming from the company that decided to go ahead with Google Glass and nobody freaking wanted it. Google, wake up! We would have bought this thing. Would have been a hell of a lot cheaper, too. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website for all the great BTN shows right over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed there. You can also get all the shows and subscribe to them on iTunes. And heck, while you're over there at iTunes, please leave us a little review. We'd be most grateful. Good or bad, it helps us improve our shows. And as always, if you like what we're doing here at the British Tech Network and you love the shows, consider donating to our patron fund. You can do all of that by heading over to BritishTechNetwork.com and clicking that little support tab page. And as always, if you are a patron subscriber, thank you so much for your support. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up in the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.